Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and trail boss for West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 30 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of July 18th through July 24th in the Great American West? July 18, 1865, the Squaw Fight, Grass Valley, Utah. Mormon militia, Nauvoo, attack a small Ute camp, killing or driving off the few warriors, then taking some old people and a few women and children prisoners. One of the women prisoners precipitates an incident which results in a complete massacre and looting of the camp. The murdered Indians are found to have good Indian passes from Salinas Bishop. Such incidents would recur many times in the Black Hawks War. That's the West one. July 19, 1878, Lincoln County War. Unarmed Canadian Alexander Anderson Alex McSween is shot 5 times and killed by the Murphy Dolan faction under leader Sheriff George Pepin. Anderson was fleeing his burning home at the end of the 5-day battle of the Lincoln County, New Mexico War. McSween's law partner, Harvey Morris, was also killed. Jim French, Jose Chavez y Chavez, Tom O'Folliard, and Billy the Kid escape. Susan McSween had been allowed safe passage earlier from the burning home. Murphy Dolan partisan Deputy Bob Beckwith is accidentally killed by John Jones, a Murphy Dolan man. Henry Brown, George Coe, and Joseph Smith escaped from their position in a warehouse during the mailing. July 20th, 1889, Natrona County, Wyoming Range Detective George Henderson, in the employ of neighboring cattleman Albert John Bothwell and in complicity with the Wyoming Cattlemen's Association, puts up a false charge of rustling against Ellen L. Watson, named Cattle Kate by the press, and her homesteader husband, Jim Averell. Armed men take them from their respective ranches and they are quickly lynched. Even as hired man Frank Buchanan, a witness to the abduction, attempts to save them by attacking the 10 men perpetrating the murders, wounding several before he is driven off. Arrests are made in the affair by Sheriff Frank Hadsell, but threats, disappearances, unsolved killings, and a fatal poisoning prevent trial. The cattleman's captive press slanders the victims in an attempt to justify the crime. Lynching participant Sheriff Frank M. Canton flees to Oklahoma and becomes U.S. Marshal for Judge Isaac Parker. Justice is never served, and the Johnson County War looms. Many years later, a fearful witness, Dan Fitker, tells the truth. July 21st, 1865. Generally thought to be the first Old West showdown. James Butler, Bill Hickok, a professional gambler and former Union scout, and Davis Tutt, cowboy and former Confederate soldier, met in the Market Square in Springfield, Missouri. The two fell out over a woman and a gambling debt and ultimately determined to resolve their differences by duel. They faced off with about 75 paces separating them and fired simultaneously. Tutt's shot went wild, but Hickok shot Tutt through the heart. Wild Bill's reputation as one of the finest pistol shots in the Old West was cemented. Tip your hat. I think that was with a 51 Navy, too. July 22, 1938, Owen Wister, age 78, died in Saunderstown, Rhode Island. Musician, attorney, author, he shared a love of the West with longtime friends, Theodore Roosevelt and Frederick Remington. The 11,490-foot Mount Wister in Grand Teton National Park is named in his honor. He is the author of The Virginian, considered by many to be the first Western novel. June 23, 1860, Explorer prospector Captain Richard Sopris becomes the first white man to enjoy the Yampa Hot Springs at what will become Glenwood Springs, Colorado, the spectacular mountain that rises over 6,000 feet above the Roaring Fork River and the surrounding countryside above Carbondale, Colorado, to a height of 12,965 feet above sea level, was named Mount Sopris by members of the expedition. The names of all 14 expedition members were carved on a large cottonwood tree on the island near the spring. July 24, 1863, the Weissman Massacre. Four Indians, thought to be from the Yankton and Santee Sioux tribes, attacked the home of Henson and Phoebe Weissman while the parents are away. They kill and scalp the five children, Arthur 16, Hannah 14, Andrew 9, William Henry 8, and Lauren 4. This in today's Cedar County, Nebraska. Well, two firsts and two massacres. That's an interesting week, writers. This is program 30 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado Band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the Great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.